Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know the saying, kids say the darnest things. They are the most honest, blunt thing that ever existed. Mm. And sometimes kids say something in public that has you going, oh no, oh no. That happened to Julie. We'll tell that story in less than 5 minutes.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Before we get to the most handsome man in the world, let's talk about Northwest. I like this term, the Nepo baby, the nepotism baby. To hit the spotlight is Northwest. She'll make her movie debut in Paw Patrol in the sequel. The 9-year-old will lend her voice to the animated flick alongside her famous mom, Kim Kardashian, who's reprising her role as Dolores from the 2021 film. North's little brother, Saint, also has a cameo. They'll join Kristen Bell, James Marsden, and Serena Williams in the sequel, which opens in theaters in October.
Super cute. I wish, though, like, you could do whatever you want, and the Kardashians are going to do whatever they want.
Exactly.
But, like, they don't need, like, I defended the Kardashians last week or whatever. Yeah. They're popular criticism. They have really good business mind. I wish their kids wouldn't be in the entertainment world. It's a nasty world. Mm. The Kardashians have been ridiculed so much, like, man, I wish their kids wouldn't do movies. And
that's crazy because somebody was just saying that they won't. It was like two actors and they have kids. They're like, you can't be an actor until you graduate college or something like that.
It's just really a nasty, nasty world for kid stars. Like, they can have them do anything they want. Like, don't put them in that world, please.
I know.
Well, they're catching enough criticism and everything else as it is already. I know that they get a lot of. Like, I guess, not necessarily lashback, but, like, I know she's on TikTok and does the TikToks with Kim, and they're kind of, some of them are kind of,
mean, yeah.
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 And some of the comments on there and things like that, it's like, imagine what they're going to take from the rest of this.
Yeah, right? They're already bullied enough because of who their parents are. Just keep them out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's cool for the kids. They probably wanted to do it. They probably love Paw Patrol. It's a cool moment.
I mean,
I get
super
it.
Fun.
But man, please don't become a child actor because it's a nasty world.
Yeah. Those poor little billionaire babies.
Yeah. Right.
Actor Regé Jean Page, the hottie from Bridgerton, the first season, is the most handsome man in the world.
According to science.
Exactly. So a cosmetic surgeon has found that his face is 93.65% perfect in terms of that golden ratio. The concept measures the symmetry of your face and determines your apparent attractiveness. Other hunky men who follow close behind Paige, Chris Hemsworth has a 93% ratio, and Michael B. Jordan also has 93%. So nice job. Wow. Oh, Harry Styles is in fourth. And then there's a British soccer player, which I'm now going to Google, Jude Bellingham. You guys know who that is?
No.
No.
Well, apparently he's in fifth place, so he is going into my Google bar
is it all
right now.
Symmetry, like your
face?
Yeah,
put my face in there. Let me see what I get.
You got a 2%, so nice job.
So don't let her do that. I think you're probably in like the at least 80th percentile.
That dude's the sexiest dude on the planet, and Emily still doesn't like love him. Loves like
right,
Jean-Pierre.
Right, yeah.
That's your Hollywood hashtag.
What did your kids say that made you go, oh no, I love you, honey, but oh no. Kids say the funniest things right after Lewis Capaldi. I love this song. It's Forget Me.
Days aching, nights are long, 2 years.
Man, that was such a cool moment to hear Gavin win a trip to the Super Bowl.
That's so fun. I don't know if I've seen, like, you know, Make-A-Wish do things and raise money for them, but I've never been able to give a wish away like that. That was so fun.
Go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah! That was Gavin just moments ago. If you missed it, we came up with this fake game plan that he was coming up for a trivia contest. The trivia contest was all just a ruse. Alex was even an actor in it, and he found out he was going to the Super Bowl, and now he's going to be the Y98 representative down there.
Yeah.
Like our reporter.
Good. That was fun. Nice job acting, Alex.
Well, I appreciate it. But no, he's not just going to the Super Bowl. Like, he's going to do a bunch of cool cool stuff while he's there. Meet players. Go to the event. The NFL, like, what they got the awards event. I think he's going all the different stuff.
That is awesome. Good for him.
He was such an awesome kid. He's hanging out with us, and he just left a second ago, but we love him. We also have Kids Bop tickets coming your way here right up to the Hollywood Hashtag for you.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Well, in case you missed it on the snow day, the complete lineup of Super Bowl performers is finally here. The NFL announced Grammy-winning country star Chris Stapleton will sing the national anthem. Legendary R&B producer Babyface is going to do America the Beautiful. And then Cheryl Lee Ralph, who is...
From Abbott Elementary, right?
Abbott Elementary, right?
Yeah.
What is that show?
That's a great show on ABC.
Is it like about a school?
Yeah, yes. It's a lower-income school, and it's a comedy, and it's amazing.
I keep thinking it's Elementary, which is...
Like it's a detective show?
Yes!
Like Sherlock Holmes?
Yes. I was like, is it the Sherlock Holmes one?
No.
Got it. Okay. Well, anyway, apparently she can also sing and act, and so she's going to sing Lift Every Voice. And then, of course, Rihanna takes the stage for the halftime show. Beyonce, she could set a new record at the 2023 Grammys on February the 5th. It's so funny. I didn't realize the arena is called the Crypto.com Arena.
Oh, yeah.
How weird is that?
That's where we're at now, right?
Crypto.com.
Oh, my God.
I thought crypto was over. Didn't something happen?
Yeah, I thought it was.
Well, they're over because it wasn't real money, and now they've invested in all these arenas.
The Crypto.com Arena is where you can see the Grammys. So if Beyonce wins 3 of her 9 nominations, she'll tie the late classical conductor Sir George Solti for the most wins by anyone in Grammy history. If she wins 4, she will establish a new record. But she's not new to establishing record. In 2010, she became the woman with the most career Grammy wins, 28, surpassing Alison Krauss.
Wow.
It's crazy.
She's so talented.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talent in her pinky. Man, I wish I had that. That's amazing.
And I think Jay-Z is up there for nominations as well, like, and tied with her. So it's just crazy to think that, like, the two of them combined have all of, like, talent. It's like nuts to just imagine that's what's sitting at the dinner table every night.
Do they just sit around and think, we rule the world?
Right?
You and me.
I mean, she sings about it, right?
Yeah.
She's, well, that's at least girls rule the world.
Amen to that. That's your Hollywood Hashtag.
Let's get you hooked up with some Kids Bop tickets, parents. Look, as a parent, you're just looking for some fun stuff to do, and Kids Bop is awesome.
Kids Bop is coming in town on Sunday, August the 20th to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, and you know you're going to go there and sing along to all those songs with them.
We're looking for caller 18 right now. 314-531-9898. A 4-pack of Kids Bop tickets coming your way on Y98.
Oh girl, I like you. I do.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Well, Jeremy Renner, he's at home now. He's undergoing physical therapy and doing pretty good. He said it's a tough road back, though. We are hearing some more details about what happened on this scary New Year's accident. According to a police report, the Marvel star was pulled under his snowplow and crushed when he was trying to stop it from hitting his adult nephew. The accident occurred after Jeremy used the plow to tow his nephew's car, tow his nephew's truck out of the snow. And he exited the vehicle without setting the emergency brake. The snowplow reportedly slid sideways, heading towards his nephew. And then he tried to stop it, suffered more than 30 broken bones. I say he got off, you know, pretty well, according to being run over by a snowplow. No, that is nuts.
It just seems like a series of unfortunate events, because if he doesn't jump in and try to stop it and maybe... you know, whatever.
Right.
The nephew doesn't get out of the way.
Exactly.
But then Jeremy gets these 30 bones crushed. Like, wow. Poof.
Neil Patrick Harris, he made a cameo in the season 2 premiere of How I Met Your Father as Barney, his How I Met Your Mother character. The showrunner said the cameo was just a tease. There's plenty more coming. They say by the time his appearance on our show is over, people will feel really satisfied by what they've seen. They've also discussed plot lines for other original characters. Let's see. Kobe Smulders made a cameo, who played Robin. And let's see. Fans are going to have little Easter eggs in there that will be satisfying. Sophie, played by Hilary Duff, and Kim Cattrall will also be in it as well. That's kind of fun. So that's on Hulu, How I Met Your Father.
Awesome.
Episodes are every Tuesday. That's your Hollywood Hashtag.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.